This is Akashvani. The news, read by Ashok Oja. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. Bangladesh's interim leader Muhammad Yunus condemned the attacks on the minority communities in the violence-hit nation, calling them as heinous. As per the media reports, Mr. Yunus, a Nobel laureate, also urged the students, who are at the forefront of the protests, to protect all Hindu, Christians and Buddhist families from harm. Yesterday, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protest rallies in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka and the northeastern port city of Chattogram for the second consecutive day. Their rally blocked traffic over 3 hours at Shahbagh at the central part of Dhaka. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities, and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson of the UN Secretary General, also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh and emphasized the organization's commitment to opposing violence based on race, religion, or any other discriminatory grounds. Haq also reaffirmed the UN's readiness to assist in the rehabilitation of Hindus and other minorities impacted by the violence. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers laid their lives in the line of duty during an encounter between terrorist and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were injured in the crossfire. As per defense spokesperson, the two critically injured army soldiers, after being shifted to hospital, succumbed to their grievous injuries. The two civilians were evacuated from the area and provided immediate medical aid. The encounter was underway when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief on the death of two soldiers in Anantnag, in Jammu and Kashmir. He said on X that he is deeply saddened at the loss of brave and fearless Indian Army soldiers in a counter-terrorist operation in Kokarnag. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed immense pride over President Draupadi Murmu's recognition with the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award of the nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that it is a proud moment for the country to see the Indian President being honored with the highest civilian award of Timor-Leste. He added, "This prestigious honor reflects the strong ties and the mutual respect between India and Timor-Leste." Mr. Modi said that it is also a recognition of a monumental contribution to public life for several years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief on the demise of former External Affairs Minister Natwar Singh. The Vice President said on X that Natwar Singh served the nation in various capacities, including as External Affairs Minister. Mr. Dhankar said, a prolific writer and chronicler of repute, Natwar Singh also infused zeal to live and contribute. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sporting action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.